This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It's Thursday, and it's the third hour of the show, so that means we're going to go to a wonderful place where all of your dreams and wishes and desires and maybe a few dislocations can occur. That wonderful place is Pipe Hitters Union. Once again, joining me from Pipe Hitters Union is the man, Lincoln Osiris. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing today?
I'm doing. We're trying to get Steve right now. Things going... Okay, I think we have Steve now.
Awesome.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
All right. So, we... Lincoln, I know that you want to take this a certain way. Why don't you spearhead this one? So that I don't muck it up.
Oh, yeah, no worries. You never muck it up. You just always bring a different flavor.
Ah.
So I kind of want to, touch on last week and basically just pick up things where we left off. But, I was really fired up last week. I was angry, I had just been assaulted, and I was seeing red. I think I even said I had blood coming out of my eyes. I was so angry last week. But, now a week has passed, and I'm still furious. But I've had the time that I needed to cool off and evaluate my situation and plan a course of action and move toward a solution. So over the last week and a half, I've been doing a tremendous amount of research. I've been talking to a lot of people. Let me tell you, a lot of people. I've talked with so many companies, I can't even begin to tell you how many hours I've been on my phone. And I'm sure that many of your listeners can appreciate this, but it's hard enough, and I'm sure you can appreciate this, Bill, most people,
yes,
and Steve too, that it's hard enough to run a small business when everything's going right. And in a small business, everyone's wearing numerous hats, and shares numerous responsibilities. Now, I want everyone to consider that over the past week and a half, I've been all but removed from my company. I haven't been able to pitch in and help out and provide guidance and leadership where necessary or really have any input whatsoever about anything because Mr. Toby, Shopify's CEO, decided to evict me in my company without any discussion, due process, or warning whatsoever. So I've spent the last week and a half doing absolutely nothing but trying to find a solution to this problem that Shopify has created. Now, I've spoken to more than a dozen web hosting companies, a half dozen or so different e-commerce platforms, and a dozen of developers all claiming, that guy selling snake oil to have the ultimate platform or the next best thing or the secret sauce or simply put, the miracle that I and so many other companies desperately need right now to keep our doors open and food on the table, not only for our families, but for our employees and their families too. Now, over the years, I've built, numerous companies and I don't know how many websites, and I've never run across anyone that I felt more comfortable with. No one that I truly felt had mine and my company's best interest at heart, with the exception of my guest tonight. So tonight, I brought on Steve Buck. He is the president of Black Tie Digital Marketing. They're based out of the Orlando area in Florida. Not only is he my go-to guy for everything e-commerce and an expert in everything digital, he's also become a very good friend of mine over the years. He's a subject matter expert, a man of faith, a gun guy and a 2A supporter and an all-around great guy. But beyond that, the reason why I'm having him on tonight is he is an expert in the Shopify platform and even has a direct line to the company. So, Steve, you know, last week I went into great detail last week about what Shopify did to the gun industry. And what I would like, what I would really appreciate is if you could give all of our listeners a quick overview to refresh their memory.
Sure. So, let me start off by saying, Bill, listen to your show. I really enjoy the content. I love the topics that you guys have on. Some of the guests have been really fascinating. So, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. I'm excited. And, of course, you know, Lincoln, like you said, man, I am overwhelmed by the compliments. I certainly appreciate that. We think
extremely
of you. You, your company, just everything you've created, some of the relationships that that you've introduced me to. So, I appreciate everything. So thanks for having me on. All right. So, I'll just jump right into it. So, as Lincoln mentioned, I'm pretty familiar with Shopify. We've built numerous Shopify stores. We are a Shopify partner and also considered a Shopify expert, because of the number of stores that we have built. We also have, as you mentioned, I have some direct connections with Shopify, and we of course tried to leverage those relationships as soon as the kind of the news broke. I got reached out to by a couple of my clients on that Monday night about a week ago to let me know pretty late at night that Houston, we had a problem. So last Monday, several stores and several more that I don't know that I kind of discovered through Twitter were notified pretty late at night that Shopify had updated their acceptable use policy and were no longer going to allow people that sell firearms or parts that go into most firearms. Then we're going to allow them to they were going to restrict them from using Shopify.
This email was really, really short and extremely brief. It was lacking
very brief.
any bit of detail.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that was what I was going to position into. Right. It was very brief. It didn't give any information to allude when they might have the store taken from them. It did look like that all the stores were still functioning at that time. But like you said, it didn't elaborate very much. It just said that they had modified their acceptable use policy and that they were going to eventually take them down. They just didn't know when. And they have always provided a link to their terms and conditions page, which essentially said the same thing. And even to my opinion, the list of firearms and the things that were, they decided they were going to regulate against are somewhat vague. And could be left up for some interpretation. One example of that, and I'm not going to go in deep, but one example of that is it says that any semi-automatic that could hold a magazine larger than 10 rounds would violate their terms. And as anybody that's ever owned a firearm knows, especially if you have an ejectable magazine, that magazine could potentially be replaced with a magazine far larger than 10 rounds. So we're talking
pretty much everything.
Really, right, revolvers. Shotguns that have an internal magazine tube that is less than 10 rounds, and bolt action rifles that do not have a removable magazine. That's about it. So everything else is considered restricted, including parts that would be attached to one of those restricted firearms, which that becomes really open and vague. I mean, I've got a flashlight in my, pantry that could be affixed to the side of just about anything I own. So. Yeah, no.
So when this happened, multiple companies reached out to you immediately. Were they looking for you to save the day? And what was your response? What did you do?
Before you give the response, Steve, we're coming up on the first break.
Sure.
So we're going to, this is a forensic examination of what's going on from somebody who has a little knowledge on it as far as Shopify is concerned and how it's affecting partners that you guys listen to, you hear that I support, they support me. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. My guests are Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union and Steve Buck. This is Lock and Load. collection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Lincoln Osiris and his guest Steve Buck as they're giving us a little forensic background on what is going on with Shopify. I had to interrupt them. Sorry about that, guys, because Steve, I think you're about getting ready to illustrate something or illuminate something anyway. So please, if you would be so kind, sir, please pick it up where you left off.
Yeah, so Steve. When this happened, you've got customers, numerous customers in the firearms industry that reached out, freaked out, reached out to you, and they were looking to you to what? Solve the problem, make it go away, or help? So what did you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So like we were at when we left off is that people were notified and they weren't given much information. So of course they contacted the next person that they knew how to, which was me, most of it that same night. So of course next morning, I go straight to my contacts at Shopify to figure out, like what exactly happened? What should our customers expect? And when did they think that they could be possibly suspended? So when I called in, unfortunately, I was actually given, a pre-written response as soon as I brought up firearm customers. I mean, this is a person that I have a relationship with, that I have worked with, cooperatively on numerous customers and come up with solutions for all kinds of different things. And we have a friendly dialogue. And I think that's important because as soon as I brought up the firearm thing, it was like immediate, like change of temperature. And I was told that, that she couldn't help and that she referred me to their legal department. And then she, you know, opened up a case, or a support ticket for me and that kind of thing. And that was it. She wouldn't elaborate any further.
And then what?
Yeah. I followed up about 3 or 4 times on that day, to find out about it. And you know, of course I'm trying to ask different ways, try to make it interesting, see if there's some way that I could, you know, get under the armor a little bit and sneak inside. And really, I just kept getting stonewalled on it, and I actually didn't get a response until Friday, I think it was. It was right 4 days later. And during that time, of course, I'm talking to Lincoln, and I'm talking to the guys over at Spikes, and I'm talking to a few other people that also are in a similar situation. And it was kind of panic for the week, really. You know, I certainly listened to the show last week. And heard, you know, heard your tone, Lincoln, and man, I felt for you, and it's the same tone that I was getting from everybody. Obviously, guys at Spikes, we worked really hard on that site for a really long time to make it what it is. And you know, we're still very proud of that work. And it, you know, it's unfortunate.
So Steve, can you give me, so everybody really understands, because, you know, most people just think websites.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you're right,
Shopify,
right.
Kind of, can you, yeah. Everyone that's listening, kind of that 30,000 foot view of Shopify.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll try not to get into nerd talk. I know I tend to have a bad habit of getting into jargon. So I will try not to, because sometimes I forget my audience as some of us do from time to time, right?
Sure.
So, okay. So Shopify is an e-commerce platform. It's a software as a service company that allows people to build websites on their product or on their platform. It's unique from a lot of other platforms and services because it's what we call closed source, which means we actually don't have access to any of the source code. We can build themes, meaning we can build the style of a site around their framework, but I don't have access to any of the actual framework itself, which is pretty unique. It's not actually my typical build. It's not my standard process. So really what that means for people is that they're tied pretty tightly to Shopify if anything goes sideways.
All right. So a lot of people minimize how important a website is to businesses these days. So, you know, to explain it, I've been telling people that shutting down my business website is really the same as shutting down my physical store, showing up to my place of business and chaining up my doors. Now, everyone knows I do a lot of business with, and I'm very close to everyone over at Spikes Tactical. They are family to me. They manufacture the Pipeters Union line of ARs. We're very close. Now, Spikes Tactical also does business with Steve Buck and Black Tie Digital, Steve's agency. So, Steve, I want you to give all of the listeners a quick glimpse of what it takes to develop an e-commerce store similar to the one used by Spikes Tactical.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, it's a nice handoff. So when people ask us what it costs to build a website or what it takes to build a website, I typically say my canned response is usually, well, that's like asking me what it takes to build a house. What house? Where's the house? Right? Like it's too vague of a question. But specifically looking at a project like Spikes, e-commerce platforms tend to be more complicated than, say, what we would consider a brochure site, right? Like something that communicates who your business is, where you're located, what you sell.
Like a dentist office or a real estate agent.
Yeah, absolutely. Most service-based businesses. Exactly. Exactly. Where it really is a way for people to connect with you and learn, you know, if you're the type of business that they would want to work with. And then it allows us to put in some techniques that we call SEO, which is, you know, a set of techniques that that help you get found on search engines. So at a site like Spikes, whole different animal. Because one, you're talking about a significantly larger site. Each of the products are their own page, so you need far more page templates. There's just more to build. And then, of course, you have a security component because you're taking money and you're processing a transaction online. And so there's a security component to that. And then you have just all of the risk of having all of the information on a cloud-based system where, yeah, you're making transactions. You have all of your order history. So you have the back-end kind of store management on the business side of it where you're managing your customer orders and fulfilling orders and all that stuff. There's a lot more to it than
so to develop a site like this from, you know, the planning and the development and the design and troubleshooting and finally the deployment of this site, what kind of time frame, how many man hours, how much money? Give me, you know, throw something at me.
Yeah, I love that. No one ever asks that, and honestly, nobody even knows. I don't think my wife knows how long it takes or how many hours we put into a project. So a project like Spikes, so we sprinted on Spikes specifically. They had a pretty urgent need, and so it was kind of an all-hands-on-deck. Even actually Spikes themselves, Cole and a couple of others on that, actually helped filling out content and placing product data and that kind of stuff because it was just too robust for my team to handle everything in the time frame that they wanted. But that project, my team alone was in that project about 350 man hours, almost 400 man hours. A project like that, you know, on the commercial side is north of $30,000 just to build the structure.
And then, and then time to actually put in all of the products and, you know, photographs for the products and so on and
so forth.
It just goes up from there.
When Spikes came to us, you know, that's one of our greatest success stories with Spikes.
Okay.
When they first came to us, they're old.
Hang on to the success story that Spikes is. We're going to get back to it. I'm sort of stunned right now about that price on the website. I'm still going wow over that one. Pipe Hitters Union.
Yep.
Their site is still up currently. Go to them and get that attitude. Stay tuned because this is a fascinating conversation between Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union and Steve Buck. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions said the Justice Department won't be influenced by politics, speaking in response to President Trump's criticism of him earlier today in a TV interview. Talk on Capitol Hill is even that Sessions could be replaced right after the 2018 midterm elections. Some Senate Democrats called on Republicans to suspend the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh after Michael Cohen, President Trump's personal attorney, pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts in New York court. Today, Senator Richard Burr addressed this from the Senate floor.
Another member said that Judge Kavanaugh threatens destruction of the Constitution of the United States. The goal has always been the same. Delay the confirmation process as much as possible and hope that the Democrats take over the United States Senate in the midterm elections.
Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Probably need to turn that up a little bit. I'm talking to Lincoln Osiris, and he is speaking with his friend Steve Buck as they try to get some forensics going and try to break things down and get just try to get some idea of the scale of what Shopify is trying to do. Steve, you were about to take us on in another direction. Please do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think where we're getting at is that a project like a spikestackle.com is a bigger undertaking than most people discover, understand, or realize just because of the countless man hours that go into this. As I said, we have well over 350 hours, just on my side of the business alone into creating that store. And then, you know, on top of that, you know, just the money, the time, you know, that project was on a rush and it was still a 6-month project. It was substantial.
So that's really important that you mentioned there, Steve, is that it was a 6-month project. That's how long it takes to develop a site so deep and so, like, significant as the Spike site. Now, I've got a quick question for you.
May I ask one before you do, Lincoln?
Please, please, please.
Now, when you're building a site like this, Steve, and everything, has it not been something for you guys to sit there and consider and say, we're asking this client to make a $30,000 investment just in this alone. We don't know how much it's going to cost to do other build-outs on this. Perhaps we should have some plan in place for if terms of service change.
Yeah, no, that's hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah.
So I do, you know, we have a lot of contingency plans when we build sites, but it usually is aimed more at some kind of catastrophic loss.
Right.
If there was a hack or if an entire system went down, sometimes more popular if there's an extreme surge in traffic. So, like, you know, you release, you know, an Antifa ad and things go nuts.
Yeah.
You want things in place so that you can handle that traffic. And then, of course, right, hackers are really common in our industry. You know, there's just malware and phishing scams and everything else. So usually we're more on that side of it. I've been doing this for almost 15 years, and I've never had a partner go sideways like this on me, where all of a sudden I had to pull a customer off and go a different direction, and not just with websites, not only with websites, with all of the other services that come with it. In a business like us, we use a lot of other software services to deliver our services.
So, Bill, this actually leads perfectly into my next question, because you say, do you have a contingency? What are you going to do? Well, because Shopify is a closed source system, you cannot simply just unplug your website and take it somewhere else. It doesn't work that way. So all the money and time that you've got invested into that site, should you need to go somewhere else, you are starting from scratch. It's not an option to just unplug it and take it somewhere else, unfortunately. So, Bill, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You must have seen this coming miles and miles and miles away. And I say that because at the end of every one of your shows, this might be the first time you've heard somebody say it. Remember, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It's always going to be about total control.
Right.
So, Bill, you know, do you think that there's something bigger at play here?
Well, you know, Citigroup and Bank of America have decided to put caveats on who they will finance and who they will loan business or money to. And you know, getting out there and putting things in place like, we're not going to loan you money, Spike Tactical, if you don't do a background check on guns you sell, for example. Well, Spike's Tactical doesn't do background checks. Spike's Tactical sends to either, they go to a distributor, and then the distributor sends it to a retailer. Right? They do the background check. So,
correct you real quick, though. Spikes does also sell retail, and of the guns they sell retail, they do background checks. But you're absolutely correct. All the thousands and thousands of guns that they send to distributors and dealers, no, that's not their responsibility.
Right.
Right. So I have some insight on that, too. Sorry, guys, not to jump in here, but they actually, they don't ship to customers either. They ship to FFLs.
Right.
So they're actually helping local gun dealers also, because they're shipping to a local gun dealer, and then that person has to come in, and now they have the opportunity to upsell them, you know, ammo and magazines and everything else.
I think the writing was on the wall when Operation Choke Point happened, and there was not an armed insurrection. When you look at what has happened over time with veterans, they decided to make this thing where they got out there and said, well, if you don't know how to spend your If you're disabled and you go out there and, you know, get rid of your money in a way, if we have to appoint a fiduciary to you, you're not going to be able to buy a gun. So if I have my disability check coming to me and I want to, you know, buy Slim Jims and Lotto tickets, I am now not allowed to buy a gun. And that got tried, and there was not an armed insurrection. So then they went from there, and then they decided to do this with Social Security. Now, all of that's been reversed. But they try these little experiments, right? Operation Choke Point, I think, was an experiment. The bad part about this is there is no law keeping them from doing this.
Right.
Operation Choke Point, even though everybody was out there saying, well, the government should not be doing this, I think Operation Choke Point was all put into place by the Obama administration, who did the bailouts.
Right.
Right. And, you know, all of these banks, Bank of America, Citigroup, they took federal funds. So I think that this leads now to them begging to be regulated by the government, which they should. I'm not one to get out there and say, well, the government should regulate this. But, you know, this is why things like the Commerce Clause and the 14th Amendment and all these other things exist, all these little ancillary details of life and rights and everything else exist to protect against this. And
right.
it's going to lead to a reckoning. I mean, if I have my way, I mean, I've been ever since this happened to you, Lincoln, I've been talking to a congressman in the House who has introduced a bill about credit card payments having to do with companies in the Second Amendment gun industry at all. He's in the Freedom Caucus. He's trying to find enough people to look at Shopify and see who gave them permission to do business in the United States.
Right. Well, you know me. I mean, you really know me. I'm not a guy who wants bigger government. I'm not a guy who wants more rules and regulations and laws telling me what to do and what I can't do and how to do it. But, man, like, I'm truly at a loss over this. Like, what needs to be done? Something's got to be done. Like, you know, what can we as citizens, you know, do about this? Like, it, in my opinion, it's time that these tech giants, especially the ISPs, the Internet Service Providers, sorry for using that acronym, I think it's time that they be regulated and maybe reclassified as utilities.
Well, we got.
Go ahead.
We got a minute left, and then I spoke way too long in this segment. But when we get back, I'm going to hand that back to you. I will say this. You know, when AT&T got broken up, it was a lot smaller than any of these Internet tech monoliths that are out there right now. So,
I mean, these guys are giants. Like I said last week, Apple is a trillion-dollar company.
Sure. So, yeah, there's something. And if we have to do a part two to this, Lincoln, we most certainly can do a part two to this, okay? So if you and Steve don't get everything, all the I's dotted, the T's crossed, you guys just hold that thought and we will reconvene another time and you guys will finish it up as more things come available. Pipe Hitters Union, the defiant, not today, Antifa attitude is still out there waiting for you. You don't have to have the resume of a Lincoln Osiris or even the resume of me. It's in your chest cavity and it's between your ears. If you got those two things functioning and you are a pipe hitter, you should wear the colors. Go check them out at pipehittersunion.com. We'll be right back. Lincoln Osiris, Steve Buck, this is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Lincoln Osiris and Steve Buck. Guys, I'm going to shut up now and let you guys talk because I talked way too much. Over here. Please.
Hey, it's your show, Steve. I mean, I'm sorry. It's your show, Bill.
But you're the guest. If I'm going to talk, I don't need to have guests. If I got guests, it's impolite. So you guys, please go for it.
All right. So I've got a quick question. Now, Steve. You're a gun guy, and you're a guy who's kind of deep in the tech world, and you've probably got a very interesting perspective on how individual tech companies can set a policy, especially a Canadian tech company like Shopify can set a policy that has an impact on our rights as American citizens.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So all those things are true. And I do have some pretty strong opinions on this. I didn't realize I did until recently, but situations like this will make you aware of those. So I strongly support a free market. So we are certainly not excited about Shopify's decision, but I do support their right to choose who they work with. Like, we can't have it both ways. We have to maintain a free market and a free market society. So while I really don't like what Shopify does, I really wish they would revert course. We're confident they're not going to. So what we're going to do is, we're going to help Spikes and Lincoln and some of our other partners. We're going to help move over to another platform. Again, we're not going to like it. And then, of course, you guys are probably going to do what you need to do in order to try to recoup some of the costs so that you can make this a little bit.
We're definitely
painful.
Exploring legal options for sure.
I fully expect and would support you in those efforts. But here's the one thing that we certainly understand is that a lot of people, especially on the left, are not catching this, and that the First Amendment and the Second Amendment are extremely tightly connected, maybe more tightly connected than they understand. And also that the First Amendment, right, this right of freedom of speech, freedom of expression is so uniquely American, and it has provided our society to grow to what it has become. Obviously, the best country on earth, and the best economic country on earth. And the Second Amendment is necessary, 100% necessary, in order to defend the First Amendment. Without the Second Amendment, the First Amendment will disappear, right? And without that First Amendment, our entire society collapses. So they really are very tightly connected, and I'm doing my little part to help communicate that and help debate that and understand that. But really, we have to do it through peaceful discourse.
Right. So, there are more regulations and restrictions and laws on guns. I mean, heck, man, there are more restrictions on a pack, like somebody trying to design and develop a pack of chewing gum and take that thing to market than there are on tech companies. And right. If it's okay for an e-commerce platform to evict me from my place of business, just basically show up and put chains on the doors when I've been following the rules, paying my bills and taxes, and on a whim that this guy just, you know, decides to, you know, shut me out of my own business. Now, is there anything to prevent the almighty Google from banning all gun companies and accessory companies from the internet entirely? So people look at this and they're like, hey, yeah, free market, free market. And I really, really want to agree with you. But at what point does a company have too much power when now it's not the government picking winners and losers? We're talking about individual tech companies that are setting policy that supersede our federal laws. That, you know, right. Put a company out of business just by saying, hey, you no longer have access to the internet itself.
Well, right. Let me ask one little caveat with that. If we think they're working in concert with other financial entities, I could see one financial entity out there having an agenda. But, I mean, these guys with Shopify, you've got both financial and the tech company because they're out there saying, well, you know, the Internet moves faster than regular government. We just can't wait on regular government to catch up. I'm sure if they knew what they were doing, they would do what needs to be done. But you know what? We're Canadian. We're not even part of the process. But we're going to go ahead and decide that we're going to heavily influence the process. We're sort of getting away from free market. Now we're getting into conspiracy.
Sure.
Right.
So, Steve, I really am curious. If it's possible for a platform, or Shopify, or, you know, any of the other platforms, and I don't want to throw out names because, you know, I don't want to put them all in the same group, but a platform such as Shopify, which is publicly traded to set a policy that can put companies out of business, what is to stop Google from implementing the same policy and literally taking people away from the internet completely?
Right. So I know that we're running out of time here, so I'm going to be as fast as I can on this one as possible. So part one, because there's a lot to unpack there. So part one, how can you prevent companies like Shopify from taking you down? But you can move over to an open source platform. So there's other e-commerce platforms that you own the license and you own everything for, and they can't take it away. So WordPress, Magento, Drupal, some of the others, you own the license, but they require more work. But that's a whole other discussion. So you could go to that, and that's probably, you know, a really strong, viable solution for us right now. As far as the Google thing goes, that's a really long answer too. So I'm going to, again, I'm trying to be fast here. If Google was to, Google has already prevented firearm companies and some other industries also, firearms specifically, but also a lot of other industries. They've prevented them from advertising on the platform. So has Facebook. In fact, Facebook, it's not just advertising for firearms. It's also advocating for firearms. So you can't have pictures on your website of guys holding guns. They'll stop your ads for that.
What's to prevent them from just saying you're done? No more.
Well, that is a little bit different. And there is a small sliver of a difference there that makes a substantial difference. So on the organic search side, those are unbiased, unmanipulated search results. So that's the last free place on Google right there is the organic search results.
You don't think that they could say we're just no longer going to have the bots index anything and report anything that's firearm related?
So if there were something like that, we could detect it, but you'd have an antitrust. You would absolutely have a very strong antitrust.
They couldn't just say, hey, it violates our you know, acceptable use policy?
No, not for search results, thank goodness. It would violate antitrust law.
All right.
Thank goodness for that.
I know where you're going. See, this what you're describing, Lincoln, is the same reason they'll never repeal the Second Amendment. They're never going to do that because they want to get out there and say, everybody wants to say, we respect the Second Amendment. But we've got to do something about all of this stuff, which none of this stuff they're doing is going to do anything about the stuff they're, you know, if you want to, you're going to have to go out to the root cause of violence first, which we know what that is. And it has nothing to do with what guns are available or anything else. So,
right.
You know, the if we just got rid of democratically run big cities, we would get rid of half of the real murders in the United States.
It would definitely make a big, big impact.
Yeah, it would. So, I mean, actual murders are about, I think, about 4,000 per year. And that's out of 330 million people with 660 million guns. I think we're actually a very peaceful country.
We are. No, absolutely. There's a lot of statistics, right? If you actually remove suicides and gang violence from firearm deaths, the numbers become teeny tiny.
So, I think the answer to your question, Lincoln, is if they do that, like Steve is saying, then they've gone full Monty, and then there's no explanation saying, well, it's the algorithm. I mean, look at what's happening in Hawaii. They're like, yeah, well, we may issue a permit, but you haven't issued one in 2 years, so now we're going to do this to you.
Right. I don't know. I just don't have a lot of faith. I just see more and more and more that these tech companies are taking advantage of, conservative, values. And mark my words, I hope it doesn't come, but I think the writing's on the wall. I don't think it's going to be long.
It's going to be hard.
There is no alternative. There is no real alternative.
Right. See, what I will tell you is this. I think you're correct on that. Absolutely. But at the same time, they're begging. They're begging to be regulated, and it's due to complacency on politicians' hands. But we're running out of this. Lincoln, if you want to do this again next week, or if you want to do this again, gosh, tomorrow, if you and Steve want to come back and finish this up, you can. So you think about that.
All right, Bill.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Steve, it's very good to have you on the show. Lincoln, of course, it's always a pleasure. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.